Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, April 5th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. There's a reprieve for believers in Canada. The results of a global missions conference come in, pointing to an encouraging trend, and European ministries struggle financially. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Canada's Senate, where there's good news on Bill C-250. If passed, portions of scripture regarding homosexuality could be considered hate literature under the criminal code. But bill opponents delayed a final vote before Easter recess by moving an amendment on the bill. International Bible Society Canada's Donald Brooker.
The whole situation by the Senate has been deferred to April 20th. And what we believe is that there's a good chance that an election will be called between now and April 20th. And if that happens, essentially Bill C-250 would die in the Senate when the election is called.
Brooker, looking to the future of outreach, urges prayer.
If it made it this far once, we need to be vigilant to make sure it never happens again. And our rights as Christians are being challenged. The definition of marriage has been challenged. All these things are going to continue to happen as it's becoming more of a secular society here in Canada.
Elsewhere, Buddhist monks have entered as election candidates in Sri Lanka. Their desire is to establish the area as a Buddhist kingdom. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that the monks intend to push for anti-conversion laws similar to those in several states in India. Pray that the government will continue to allow freedom of religion in Sri Lanka and that the violence and threats against Christians will decrease. You're listening to Mission Network News. Even though Urbana 03 is done, the effects are still being felt around the world today and for the future. Mission Network News' Joel Hill was there and gives us this follow-up report.
As Urbana 03 came to a close, members of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship handed out decision cards to the 20,000 students and delegates who were in attendance. InterVarsity's Scott Wilson says they have finally tabulated the results.
By the end of that convention, more than 10,000 students indicated that they were ready to commit themselves to some form of cross-cultural missions in the world today.
And Wilson says their commitment is deeper.
A huge number of the students that come to Urbana actually have already had an experience overseas. So when they make a commitment to cross-cultural missions, they're doing so with some understanding and some depth and some knowledge of what that takes.
This is welcome news as reports show fewer missionaries are ready to step up to cross-cultural missions and replace present missionaries who are preparing to retire. I'm Joel Hill for Mission Network News.
Next, millions are expected to join together in a Bible reading around the globe this May. Bible Pathway Ministries' Ken Sharp says the Bible reading marathon will see hundreds of people at thousands of locations reading the scriptures.
They read the Bible from Genesis 1:1 all the way through round the clock for approximately 90 hours, finishing with the last chapter of the book of Revelation on Thursday, May 6th. And then they will go right into the National Day of Prayer Observance.
Sharp believes it may be a first-time exposure for some to the gospel.
Sometimes people will be attracted out of curiosity. I've seen people riding their bikes through and they hear the word of God and they'll almost immediately stop and get off their bikes and just maybe sit down right there along the curb or in the grass and sit and listen to the Bible being read for a while.
Bible Pathway Ministries will feature the event on their website. And the economy in the U.S. is greatly impacting the funding of ministries in Europe. Greater Europe Mission says budget cuts first resulted in the shutdown of their leadership training, and now their 30 Mothers of Preschoolers groups will not receive funding. 26 training centers for women's ministries are also suffering from the budget cuts. Even though the financial situation is discouraging, they're excited to see how God will work to continue their outreach to those in need. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the story of national workers across the Indian subcontinent, their sacrifice, and the incredible results. That's The Call to Harvest at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.